I think of technology as intensive or vertical progress of doing new things, of going from zero to one. And it has sort of a very different kind of a character. It's not mechanistic. It has this more creative, one-of-a-kind feel to it. And when we think about the history of the last few centuries, there have been periods of globalization and periods of technology. The 19th century was a period of tremendous progress on both, the tremendous globalization and tremendous technology.
Welcome to Deep Learning 0 to 1, the first newsletter. This one's called Image Generation. And this newsletter exists for what I don't think exists, which is technical, for lack of a more enjoyable word, implementations of deep learning examples. This is using anything that can be Googled, papers and code implementations. This one is in TensorFlow, and the link can be accessed through deeplearning.subtle.com, S-V-B-T-L-E. Image generation, and in particular handwriting generation, can be useful for verifying historical documents that are, quote, found after centuries or millennia of being lost. I don't know if people really wrote thousands of years ago on documents that we could find. But also bank statements, verifying that the signatures on checks are written by you and not by a computer. And this is interesting because the NMIS dataset that this is trained on, hosted on Jan LeCun's website, Jan LeCun, 25 years ago, before I was born, was responsible for putting check reading technology in ATMs. And the reason that this type of image generation is novel is that it's trained on these digits and generates them. And in this case, in a very short time, the Google DeepMind group who wrote the paper trained 32 GPUs for 60 hours to generate very good-looking digits. I generated unconditionally generated digits in 6 hours. I first tried to do it, and it would have taken 4 days, but I stopped it after 12 hours when it had made it through 8 epochs. And I found that after 8 epochs, the training loss was very close to what the DeepMind folks had for a training loss after 70 epochs. So I knew that I would be able to generate the digits with a very small number of steps or epochs, namely 5. What I first then did was set the flag for epochs to 0 to try to just generate a grainy image to verify that the dumbest form of this was working, like you might expect from a generative GAN network that is trying to create something it's never seen before. This did work, although it took 30 minutes before it began generating the image, and then another 15 to create the salt and pepper noise image. So I set the epoch flag to 5 at this point, and walked away to find that the computer was unplugged midway through. Thankfully, the bash script resumed its computation after 30 seconds. The computer was on again, finished in 6 hours. The digits wouldn't pass a Turing test, although you might write digits that are similar if you're a doctor or a lawyer. So this was a reasonable example. And if you'd like, again, you can replicate what I did through the link mentioned previously. I hope this has been useful. Until next week.